Today's shiur is Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Nun Zayin. We will begin on Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom, Tana de Bei Menashe. In our previous shiur, the Gemara had taught us about the Zayin Mitzvahs Pnei Noach, but that was at the bottom of Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph. But then towards the end of the shiur, our Gemara introduced the opinion of the Tana de Bei Menashe that has a different list of what are the Zayin Mitzvahs Pnei Noach. As the Gemara said, he removed from his list the halachas of Dinim and Birchas Hashem, and he added to his list the halachas of Sirus and Kloim. We had also learned in our previous shiur that the first opinion taught us that from where do we know the Zayin Mitzvahs Pnei Noach? The Gemara said we know it from the pasuk of Yitzav Hashem Elokim El Adam Lamer Mikol Eitz Hagan Oichel Toichel. And the Gemara went through literally every word of that pasuk, teaching us from every word of that pasuk a halacha of what is and what isn't included in the Zayin Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. Our Gemara now picks up in trying to understand the opinion of the Bei Menashe. And as the Mashal explains, the Bei Menashe obviously do not learn that pasuk of a Yitzav to be the source for the Zayin Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, because if he was going to use that as the source, he would have the exact same list as the other Tana. And as the Mashal goes on to explain, the Gemara finds it difficult to say that the Bei Menashe only learns part of a pasuk, part of that pasuk teaching us the halachas of the Zayin Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, but not the entire pasuk. Furthermore, says the Mashal, since the halachas of Sirus and Kloyim are not included in that pasuk, so clearly the Tana de Bei Menashe is going to have to find another pasuk to teach us those halachas. So obviously the Tana de Bei Menashe is not learning from the pasuk of Vayitzav, and therefore the Gemara starts to try to understand from where does the Tana de Bei Menashe create his list. Says the Gemara, Tana de Bei Menashe, because Idarsh Vayitzav, as we just explained, if the Tana de Bei Menashe learns the pasuk of Yitzav, then I feel a Hanach Nami that he should have the exact same list as the other Tana. But if, on the other hand, Loi Darsh Vayitzav, he doesn't learn that pasuk, and as we just explained, so then he's not using that pasuk as a source for the Zayin Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. So ask the Gemara, according to Tana Bei Menashe, Hani Menolei, from where will he learn the Zayin Mitzvahs Bnei Noach? Says the Gemara, La'olam lo dorish v'yitzav, the Tana Bei Menashe does not learn the pasuk of Yitzav, and Hani kol chod v'chod v'ap nafshik siva. He says that every one of the Zayin Mitzvahs Bnei Noach has an independent source in the Torah. And the Gemara explains, Avodah Zarah v'Gilui Arayos, that Avodah Zarah and Gilui Arayos are considered from the Zayin Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, the Tana Bei Menashe learns from the parasha of the Mabel, because of the Ksivah Tishachet Ha'aretz Lefnei Elokim, V'Tana Debei Rishmol, the Debei Rishmol taught us, the B'kol Mokom Shenem Ashchasa, wherever the Torah uses the words Ashchasa, Eina Ela Dvar Dvar Erev Avodah Kachavim, it only refers to immorality and Avodah Zarah. Dvar Erev we know Shenemar, because the pasuk regarding Erev says Kehishchis Es Kabasar Es Tarkoi, and Avodah Kachavim the Ksivah Pentashchisun Vasisem. So we see that the word Ashchas refers to Avodah Zarah and Gilui Arayos. The Aruch Haner asks, why did the pasuk have to bring the pasuk of V'tishoches Haaretz Lefnei Elokim? Why doesn't the Gemara just say V'yar Elokim Es Haaretz V'hinei Nishchasa Kehishchus Kabasas Tarkoi, which specifically speaks about the Dar HaMabel? Why does the pasuk have to? Why does the Gemara have to bring a different pasuk? Answers the Aruch Haner. Because when the pasuk of Yaral Kimas Oritz Vehinin Nishchosva Kihishchus Kabasos Darkoi, it doesn't say that it was Ra'al Fnei Hashem. We want to bring a pasuk that indicates that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was dissatisfied with that act. V'idach, and the other man, the Omer, says that learns from Yitzav, what will he do with this pasuk? Answers the Gemara, Urchai de Kamagli. The Torah is just telling us what happened, but the Torah isn't specifically coming to teach us that this is the Isser. Shvichas Damim, according to Tana Bei Menashe, Shvichas Damim is one of the Zayin Mitzvot Bnei Noach. From where do we know that? Answers the Gemara, because the Ksiv, the pasuk says, Shofech Dam Ha'odam Adam Dama Yishofech. If somebody murders someone else, he should be killed. And the Torah is therefore teaching us that Bnei Noach are Asur to kill. Vidach, the other man, Damer, why doesn't he learn from this pasuk? Answers the Gemara, Ketlayhu de Kamagli. As we're going to learn, this pasuk teaches us what type of execution a guy receives if he murders someone else, Rahman al-Tzlan. And that's the purpose of this pasuk. The purpose of this pasuk is not to teach us the iser for him to murder. Gezel, how do we know that a guy is not allowed to steal? Answers the Gemara. Diksiv, Kiyerv Esav Nasati Lechemus Kol. The Torah Hashem tells Noach that you may eat meat, and he says to him, Kiyerv Esav Nasati Lechemus Kol. It should be to you like grass. But says Rabbi Levi, Kiyerv Esav, only like grass, Feloi, only like grass that grows wild, Feloi Kiyerv Grina, not like grass that grows in someone's field. Because grass that grows in someone's field is usher because of gezel. Ask the Mefarshim. The Torah says that the Mabel came kimala aretz chametz, that they were stealing and robbing. So clearly, stealing and robbing are usher. So why do I need this pasuk? Says the Rosh, that if I only had the pasuk of ki mala aretz chametz, the Gemara perhaps would have said that the Torah is reporting what they did, but the Torah isn't specifically telling us that it's usher. Where do we have a specific pasuk warning them that this is usher? This is the pasuk. Vidach, and the other man, the Amr, why doesn't he use this pasuk to teach us that gezel is usher from Bnei Noach? Answers the Mandama, he says that this pasuk is just coming, Ahula Mishri Basudasa. The pasuk is just coming to teach us that they're allowed to eat meat. But it's not coming to teach us anything regarding Hilchus Gezel. Eva Menachai, how do we know that Ben Noach may not eat Eva Menachai? The Ksiv, Ach Bas Benafshoi Dama Lesachelu. To teach us that you can't take a piece of flesh and eat it, says the Gemara Idach, and the other man Damer. What does he say? This pasuk is coming to teach us. Hahula Mishri Shratzim Adasim. There's a pasuk that even though we're not allowed to eat limb of a live animal, the pasuk is teaching us only the limb of a live animal. Even only the limb of a live animal may not be eaten, but you are allowed to eat a limb from a live insect. The difference being, only in a creature where the blood is considered separate from the flesh, benafshay damai, that's when you're not allowed to eat the eva menachai. But in an insect where the blood is not considered separate from the flesh, but it's considered part of the flesh, there is no iser of eva menachai. The ran says the Gemara could have given a different teretz. The Gemara could have said that actually what we need another pasuk to teach us that Eva Menachai is also to a guy. For we might have thought that just like that perhaps Adam HaRishon wasn't allowed to eat meat, and that's why he wasn't allowed to eat Eva Menachai. But Noach, who we just learned a moment ago, was given permission to eat meat. Maybe that permission also included that he's allowed to eat Eva Menachai. So the Torah had to tell us specifically that the Isser of Eva Menachai remained. And the Ram says the Gemara could have actually given that teretz, but the Gemara wanted to give us a bigger chiddush that Noach is allowed, that even though he's not allowed to eat Eva Menachai, he may eat Eva Menashrotzim. Siris, according to Tana Bei Menashe, Siris is one of the mitzvahs b'nei Noach. How do we know that? The ksiv, because the pasuk says, "Shirtzu v'aretz uv'rivubo." The Torah says that they have to multiply, and sterilization obviously is just the opposite of multiplying. Vidach, and the other man that doesn't hold that Sirus is one of Zayim mitzvahs Noach. What does he do with that pasuk? He says that pasuk is just the lebracha ba'alma to give a bracha. That Hashem gave Noach and his family a bracha that they will multiply. But the purpose is not to teach us that they have an isser, they have a prohibition of sterilization. Klayim, how do we know that klayim is asser? Because the Torah says mi oif leminehu. Noach was told to bring into the teva from every species, male and female. Why was he told to bring in male and female? Ostensibly because only animals of the same species may mate. Other animals may not mate. And that's why he had to be careful that every species should have male and female. Vidach, and the other man Damer, if he doesn't hold that Bnei Noach were taught the halacha of klayim, why were they told that they have to bring male and female from all the animals? Says the Gemara, "Hahu l'tzav sabalma." That was just Noach was being told that he should create an environment in the teva that they should have company. And usually, species only find good company, only find a good environment when there are others of the same type together with, of the same species together with them, but it has nothing to do with teaching us Hilchas Klayim. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Amri Bei Rav, we learned in the Yeshiva of Rav, Al Sholosh Mitzvahs Ben Noach Nereg. There are three mitzvahs from the three of from the Zayin Mitzvah Bnei Noach, there are three of them for which if a guy violates them, he's Chayiv Misa. And what is, and the Simon says the Gemara, Gesher Simon. What are they? Agila Arayas, Ashvichas Tamim, Abikras Hashem. Maskla Rav Sheshes. Bishlam Ashvichas Tamim, to say that Shvichas Tamim carries with it a Chiv Misa, and we can understand. It says, and the Gemara just quoted the Pasuk, the Ksiv, Shavich Tam HaAdam, Ba'Adam, Tam HaYishafich. So the Torah is clearly teaching that there's a capital, murder is a capital offense. However, ask the Gemara Hanach Menalahu, how do we know that the same din applies by all the other Zayim Mitzvah Nei Noach? Because, says the Gemara, if we want to learn from Shvichas Tamim, I feel Kula Nami, then all the Zayim Mitzvah Nei Noach should be compared to Shvichas Tamim. Ask the Sefer Sanhedrin Katana, how could the Gemara have a Havamina that we should learn from Shvichas Dam that for all Zayim Mitzvahs Bnei Noach there's a Chiyuv Misa? It would then turn out, he asks, that Goyim would be treated more stringently than Jews, because we're not, even though all the things that are also to Goyim are also to Jews, but there isn't a Chiyuv Misa by Jews for all of these Averis. So he answers, as we will be learning later in our Shir Mitzvah, the halacha of Shvichas Dam by a Goy is actually more stringent than the halacha of Shvichas Dam by a Jew. The judicial system by Goyim is a much more stringent, it's much easier to convict a Goy than it is to convict a Jew. So since it's much easier to convict a Goy than a Jew, we would think that maybe, therefore, it should also teach us that for all the Zayin Mitzvahs Pnei Noach, Goyim Amechuyim Misa, which would not be the case by Jews, says the Gemara. So, if we're going to learn from Shfichas Dam, we should learn all the Mitzvahs Pnei Noach. So that can't be the reason. Rather, the reason must be Mishum Des Rabbayim Ish Ish. The Torah, when it speaks about the Isser of Birchas Hashem, says the words Ish Ish Ki Kalo Alakov V'Nasachatoi. So since the Torah uses the words Ish Ish, we explain it to mean that any Ish Ish, the double lashon of Ish, comes to say that anybody, even a goy. Similarly, when the Torah teaches us the Isser of Avodah Zarah, the Torah uses the words Ish Ish of Gila Rayis, Ish Ish Akos Sila Besaroi L'sikva L'galos Erva. And again, we say, since the Torah used the double lotion of Ish Ish, it's come to teach us that Goyim Amechuyiv Misa Tegilu Rayis. So ask the Gemara, if that is the indication, that wherever the Torah uses the words Ish Ish, we say the Torah means to include Goyim in the Chiv Misa, then we should say Avayis Kechavim Nami. Then the Allah ought to be that for Avayis Kechavim, Goyim should also be Mechuyiv Misa. Because the Torah uses the words Ish Ish by that Isser of Avodah Zarah. Because the Torah says Ish Ish v'mnei Yisrael asher yitei mizaru l'moylech mois yumas. And says the Gemara, you're correct. Elam Rav Sheshes, Amri Bei Rav, Al Ava Mitzvahs Ben Noach Nerek. We began this piece of Gemara saying that there are three mitzvahs for which Goyim Amechuyim Misa. Says the Gemara, it's not actually three, it's actually four. There are four mitzvahs where the Torah gives us an indication that a Goy is Mechuyiv Misa. Ask the Gemara, is that true? That Al Voidus Kechavim Ben Noach Nerek, that a Goy is killed for worshipping Avodah Zarah. Vatanya, we learned in a brisa, Avodah Kechavim regarding worshipping Avodah Zarah, Tvarim Shem Bezdin Shei Yisrob Mamisin Aleim, in a situation where a Jew would be Mechuy Misa, Ben Noach, Mozar Aleim, a Goy may not do that act. As the Gemara, it seems from this brisa, as Horein, that they may not do the act of a Misa Loi, there is no Chi Misa, but now we're suggesting that a Goy is even Mechuy of Misa for these acts. Answers the Gemara, Amr of Nach by Yitzchak, as Harashalhan Zimusasan, where the Torah says that the Goy is now allowed to do something, it's equivalent to Hasra. In other words, as we're going to learn later in our Shir, there, by Jews, the Torah teaches us that a Jew can't be Chayiv Misa unless he receives a proper Hasra. By Goyim, there is no such halacha, and therefore, as soon as a guy does something that's usur, he's chayiv misa. So I saw a great question. The pasuk says that Avimelech told Avram Avinu, "Besoim levavi ubenikayon kapi asisi zois," that he wasn't aware that Sarah was Avram's wife, and therefore he should not be held liable. But Al Gemara is teaching us, asked the Mefarshim, that by Goyim the rule is as harasun zui misasun, and as soon as they do the Aveira, even if they didn't get an Ashar, it's Asar. So I saw there of Scheinberg answers that even the Halacha is as harasun misasun, that's only a situation regarding Shoyig, but in a situation where it's a Oynis, where that was the situation there, that was an Oynis, the Halacha will be that a Goy is also Potter on an Oynis. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Huna, Rabbi Huda, v'kula tamida de Rav Amri, al sheva mitzvahs ben noach nerek, for violation of any of the zayim mitzvahs, goyim are killed. Gala rachmana b'chada, because the Torah teaches us regarding murder, that if a goy commits murder, he's chayiv misa, and from there we learn, v'hu adin l'kula, such is the halacha regarding all of the zayim mitzvahs ben noach. Ask the Gemara, Val Gezel ben Noyig Nerag, is it true that a Goy is killed on any of his Averis? That would include the Aveira of Gezel. For Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Ala Gezel. One in the Zayim Mitzvah Bnei Noyach is Gezel, which means, Ganav v'Gozel. If a Goy does Geneva or Gzela, as we always explain, the difference between Geneva and Gzela is that Gneva is done surreptitiously and Gzela is done in the open. V'ken yifas toyer. V'ken ki yoitz behen. Anything that's similar to Gneva, Gzela, and yifas toyer. And the Gemara is going to, in Mitzvashem, on the bottom of our Amid, identify what the Braisa means with V'ken ki yoitz behen. Kuti b'kuti. If one kuti does it to another kuti, or a kuti does it to Yisrael, the loch is that it's usher. However, if Yisrael b'kuti, if Yisrael steals from a kuti, it's mutter. We're going to discuss this more in a moment. Now, vim isa, if what we're learning now is correct, that if a guy not only, if a guy steals from another guy, not only is it usher, but it carries with it a chiv misa, ask the Gemara, that the wording of the Braisa is somewhat misleading. The Braisa shouldn't have said Osir, but Nisni, rather what the Braisa should have said is Chayiv, that there's a Chiv Misa if the guy does this. Answers the Gemara, Shun the Kabbalah Misni Sefer. Since, as we just learned in the Sefer, that Yisrael Bekuti is Mutter, that Yisrael may do it, so the Braisa wants to be consistent in its wording. So if in the Sefer we use the word Mutter, in the Reisha we use the word Tani Reisha Aser. Although actually the more appropriate word, says the Gemara, the Braisa should have used, which should have actually indeed have been Chayiv, that is a Chayiv Misa indeed, if a guy steals. So as I pointed out, this Braisa is a very interesting Braisa, because this Braisa seems to indicate that a Jew is allowed to steal from a Kuti. And Rashi says the reason why the Gemara makes that, why the Braisa holds that way, because the pasuk says, "Lo sashik es reyacha," strictly reyacha, not someone else. Others say we learn it from a pasuk in Navi. The pasuk is "Amad v'yatagoyim, amad v'hitter memoinim shlakim." However, Rashi himself quotes the Gemara Masechta Bava Kamma, which the Gemara in Masechet Bava Kamma teaches us that that is not the din, and that the halach is that you're not allowed to steal from a goy. There's only a machloikus rishonim. What does that mean? Rashi explains that what it means is that you're not allowed to steal from a goy because it's a question of chilul Hashem. That's how Rashi explains. Other rishonim actually say that it represents a machloikis hasugyas. Our sugya holds that you are allowed to, and the Gemara Masechta Bava Kamma says that you are not allowed to. Another approach that the Rishonim take is that Rashi says it's because it's an Issa Derabbanan Chilul Hashem. Those Rishonim say it's an Issa Deraisa. And the third approach that I saw is that there's a nafkamina between stealing from a goy, which is clearly prohibited, versus when a Jew was accidentally mazik a goy. If a Jew is accidentally mazik a goy, the halacha is different. The halacha is that you only, that it's mutter. That's the difference between our Gemara and the Masechta Bava Kamma. Another nafkamina is if the goy fulfills the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach. If the goy is fulfilling the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach, then you're not allowed to steal from him. If the goy is not fulfilling his obligations with the Zayin B'mitzvahs B'nei Noyach, then the halacha is different. Ask the Gemara, is this true? That we call Hechad Isle Chiyuva, that whenever there's a Chiyuv Misa, the Torah uses the word Chayiv, that the Braisa will then use the word Chayiv. Ask the Gemara, the Tani Reisha, let's look at the Reisha of the Braisa, Ashvichis Domim, when it comes to murder, Kuti Bekuti, if one guy killed another guy, or Kuti Bisrael, a guy killed a Yisrael, Daloch is Chayiv, versus if Yisrael kills a guy, it's Potter, Hacha. So, if it carries with it, since the Braisa used the word Chayiv, when the Braisa later says that he's not allowed to steal, then why does the Braisa use the word Osir? The Braisa should have again used the word Chayiv. Answers the Gemara. Hasam, there the Braisa has to be very careful with its wording, because Heichi listening, if the Braisa in the Reisha, when it speaks to the Isser of killing, would use the word osa mutter, which would seem to indicate that a Jew is allowed to kill a goy. Is that true? May a Jew then kill a goy? V'tanya, then we learn in the Braisa, kuti v'roi behemadaka, loy malin, we're not obligated to save them if they're in danger, but v'loy meridim, we're not allowed to kill them. So clearly, it can't mean that, therefore, the Braisa cannot have used the word mutter regarding Yisrael b'kuti, and that's why the Braisa used the wording of potter Yisrael b'kuti, and the corresponding word to the word potter is chayiv. Whereas in the case of Geneva, the word that the Braisa wanted to use regarding Yisrael b'kuti is the word mutter, and the corresponding word to the word mutter is the word osur. That's why in each case the Braisa was very precise in the wording that it used. Our Braisa just taught us that the halacha is that loy malin v'loy meridin. There's a machlokes rishonim in the halacha of a malin. Tosfos in Masechta Avodah Zarah says that the reason a malin is not because these individuals are actually mechuyev misa, rather that since these people act inappropriately, we have we leave them in a situation of danger. The Rambam disagrees with Tosfos. He says that it's midaraisa that they should be left in such a situation because of the specific averis that these people actually do. Continues the Gemara. Kiyotz ben begezamayi. When we learned the Braisa says the goyim may not do geneva and gezela, and anything that's kiyotz ben, anything that's similar to that. Ask the Gemara, what does the Braisa mean when it says something that's similar to gezela? Says the Gemara, Amr of Ach b'Yakov, l'nitzucha el l'poil b'kerem. It's referring to a worker in a field. Ask the Gemara, poil b'kerem Amos. Exactly at what point are we talking about this worker in the field? Ibishas Gemara Malacha, if we're talking about that he's working in the field during harvesting, ask the Gemara Terehu. The HaTorah clearly tells us that a worker, as he's harvesting someone else's field, he's allowed to take fruit to eat. So, if so, if we're talking at a time of harvest, why would a kuti be not allowed to do that? And furthermore, as explains Rashi, that the Braisa says that a Yisrael is allowed to take from a kuti, which would imply that he's only allowed to take from a kuti, but not from another Jew. But ask the Gemara, if it's during the harvest, the Torah teaches us that not only may he take from a kuti, he's even allowed to take from another Jew. If we're talking about when it's not during the harvest, ask the Gemara, that should be completely osur, because that's Gezem al Yehu. So what is the case that we're referring to? Elam Rapapa explains Rapapa, L'nitzucha el'pachs mishav pruta. What this Braisa, the Kiyotz Ben, and the Braisa is referring to, is a situation where he takes less than a shav pruta. And since it's less than a shavapruta, that Bryce is teaching us that a kuti can't steal that amount from another kuti from a Jew, but a Jew may take it from a goy. Ihachi asked the Gemara, kuti b'Yisrael osur. The Bryce is saying that a kuti is not allowed to take pachs m'shavapruta from a Jew. Why? A Jew doesn't care about pachs m'shavapruta. A Jew doesn't care about less than a shavapruta. And we're showing them debate, why is the Gemara suggesting that there is no problem with pachs m'shavapruta? Rashi explains, could the Torah connect the Issa Gzela to the Chiev to return the Heshev as a Gzela? And since it's less than a shavapruta, there is no obligation to return less than a pach m'shavapruta, so obviously there is no isek zela. The Chinuch explains that pach m'shavapruta is not considered money. And therefore, it's not considered an act of Pachs Mishava Pruta. So what's the difference between Goyim? So Mefarshim explained, this concept of Shiurim, a Pruta, is considered Mammon. Less than a Pruta is not considered Mammon, is only applicable to Jews. But all the halachas of Shiurim don't apply to Goyim, and therefore by Goy, there is an Isser, even a Pachs Mishava Pruta. So the Gemara is asking, if we're referring to a case of Pachs Mishava Pruta, why would the halacha be that Kuti B'Yisrael is Usser? There is no din of Pachs Mishava of Gzela, a Pachs Mishava Pruta by a Jew. Answers the Gemara, Ne de Basa Hachimachalei. Yes, a Jew, if you take away a Pachs Mishava Pruta, eventually he will be Meichel. It doesn't make that much of a difference to him. However, Tzara Bishata Milesley, if the Pachs Mishava Pruta is taken away, he still is bothered. Kuti Bikuti Kiyotz Behen. But now the Gemara says that Kivin de Labanei Mechilahu, the Gemara say now that what's the example of Kiyotz Behen? That when it's less than a Pruta. But ask the Gemara if we're saying that by a Goy, Gezela, a guy from another guy, there is no difference if he steals less than a pruta or more than a pruta. So why kivin the labanei mechilanu? Because they even care about less than a pruta. So ask the Gemara, why is this considered in the category of kiyotzaben gezem al yehu? This is considered full fledged gezela. Rashi explains, as I just said, that there is no chiyuv hashava when somebody steals less than a pruta. The Rambam, however, holds that even though there is no Isser of Sigza by less than a Pruta, certainly one is over an Isser if he steals less than a Pruta. The way the Magen Mishnah explains the opinion of Rambam is like, which is similar to the way we explain the opinion of the Chinuch, that this is a concept of Shiurim, and just like we have in other areas of Halacha, the concept of Chatzi Shir Asim in the Torah, you're not allowed to eat a kezayis or macholos asuris. But if you ate less than a kezayis, you also over an iser. Here too, even if you stole less than a kezayis, you were over the iser of gzela. The Magen Mishnah quotes Yerushalmi, that which even according to the opinion of Rashi, that there is no iser gzela at all by less than a pruta. Certainly, it's a midas chesidus to refrain from taking something from someone else without permission. The Stipler brings a number of rayas that although a gazlan has no chiv hashav, as Rashi says, when he stole something that's less than a pruta, it's still not considered, the property doesn't become under the ownership of the gazlan. One raya the Stipler brings is the Gemara Masecht of Kamadav Kuf Hei Amin Aleph, where the Gemara discusses that if somebody stole something from someone else, and at the time he stole it, it was worth less than a pruta, and then it goes up to a value above a pruta, he has to return it. Now, says the Stipler, if the ganif, the gazlan, became the full-fledged owner of this item, so then he should have to return it when it goes up in value. Obviously, it doesn't become his property. Another raya, the Rambam says that if the nigzel confronts the gazlan and demands that he return the item that he stole from him, even though it was worth less than a pruta, the gazlan would have to return it. But if it becomes his, why does he have to return it? Obviously, it doesn't become his. One more raya, the Gemara, the Tosfos Rid, rather, says that if somebody stole an esrig, and the esrig was worth less than a pruta, he's still not mekayim the mitzvah of Lekachtem Lechem, which says that I have to be the owner of the Dal Minim to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Dal Minim. But if I became the owner of something, if I stole something worth less than a pruta, says the Stipler, and I become then the owner of it, why am I not Mekayim the Mitzvah of Lekachtem Lechem? Clearly, even if somebody steals something worth less than a pruta, the halacha is that I don't become the owner of that item. So again, what the Gemara is looking for is a circumstance where kiyotz behen of Geneva and Gezela. It's only referring to a situation where somebody withholds the salary of his worker. Kuti b'kuti, b'kuti b'Yisrael Aser, Yisrael b'kuti is Mutter. And that is going to be the situation of Kiyoitz Behen of Gzela. According to Rashi, the Gemara did not identify a situation of Kiyoitz Behen of Geneva. But the Yad Rama explains that we can have a situation of Kiyoitz Behen of Geneva and Kiyoitz Behen of Gzela. He explains that two ways in which an employer will hold back from paying his worker. In one situation, the employer tells the worker, I know I owe you the wages, but I'm not paying you. That's considered a situation of Kiyoitz Behen of Gzela. In the case where the employer falsely claims that he never hired the worker or that he had already paid him, that would be a situation of Kiyoitz Behen of Geneva. The Braisa also spoke about a case of Kiyoitz Behen b'Yifas Torah. Ask the Gemara, what is the circumstance of Kiyoitz Behen of Yifas Torah? Kiyosar of Dimi Amr Beloza Amr B'Chanina Ben Noyach Shiyikat Shifcha La'avdoi. If a guy designated a slave woman for his slave, or Baalel, and then he had relations with that woman himself, the loch is Neragalel, he's killed for that. And as Rashi explains, the way that we show him with Rashi explained the Gemara, it's only in a situation where he had designated this woman, but it was not that he had relations with this woman. Once he had relations with the woman, it's not only considered a situation of Gzela, it will be considered full-fledged Gilui Arayis. Says the Gemara, makes the following observation. Kiyoitz by the Shvichas Dom Loitanya. The Braisa didn't say that there's a case of Kiyoitz by the Shvichas Domim. However, Amar Abaye, im mishkachas the Tanya, if we would find the Braisa that would say that there's a case of Kiyoitz by the Shvichas Domim, I could give you an example of that. I would say it's following the opinion of Yonasim and Shol, the Tanya, Rav Yonasim and Shol Oimer, Roidiv Ach Chaver Lahargoy. If somebody's pursuing someone else to kill him, and the pursuer can be stopped by just being wounded, instead of just wounding him, he killed him, Nergalov. He's killed. So the Braisa would be teaching us that if a Kuti kills a Kuti, or a Kuti kills a Jew in such a way, he's Chayiv. Similarly, if a Jew would kill another Jew that way, he would be Chayiv. But if a Jew killed a Kuti who was pursuing someone else, he would not be Chayiv. But again, the Farshim point out that this is only the opinion of Rabbi Yonasan ben Shaul. The opinion of the Rabbanan is that in all situations, if a pursuer was killed instead of being wounded, it's not considered a situation of a Chayiv Misa. Says the Gemara, after Rav Yaakov bar Acha, he found that in the Sefer God of the Yeshiva Rav, it said the following, Ben Noyig Nerig B'dayin Echad, a Ben Noyig is executed by one judge, or Be'ed Echad based on the testimony of one aid, Shloy Basra, without Asra, Mipi Ish, V'loy Mipi Isha, however, the testimony has to be from a man, not from a woman, V'afilu Karev, even a relative. Meshum Rav Shmuel Amrim, Afal Uvrim, Goyim are held liable for killing fetuses. There are many explanations, there are many rules that are based on this halacha. First we're going to explain the basis for these halachas, and then we'll say some of the rules. Amrav Yehuda, Menani Mili, asked him, how do we know this? Amrav Yehuda, Da'amakra, Achas Timchem L'Nafshe Seichem Edroish, Afilu B'dayin Echad. Even with one dayin, it's enough. However, the Chazon Ish points out that even though it's saying that one dayan is enough, that one dayan has to be a reliable individual. There's also machloikus rishonim. When we say, how to understand this Gemara? Doesn't mean that goyim have to go through a system of court. Just there's a different rule in the matter of Dayonim and the matter of Edim, who could be a Dayan, who could be an Aid. But do we have to go through a court system? Or does it mean that the entire need to go through a court system doesn't apply by goyim. And I saw a very interesting raya, al pi drush, that certainly some sort of system has to apply by goyim. The Satmar Rebbe quotes a very interesting Zohar. When Rosh Hashanah comes, says the Zohar, the Malachim, who want to prosecute Jews, come and say that the Jews didn't act properly. The world is judged, and they want to say the Jew didn't act properly. So Hashem says, I need two witnesses. But we know that Rosh Hashanah is at the beginning of the month, and therefore the moon is not visible, only the sun. So Hashem says to the Malachim, I only have one witness, the sun. The sun could therefore only say testimony against Goyim, because our Gemara is teaching us that one witness is enough to say testimony against Goyim, but one witness is not enough against Jews. So he asks, why do we need even one witness? We should have no witnesses, and the Goyim should be judged unfavorably, and the Jews should be judged favorably. So he explains, because even by Goyim, there is a need for a process. It's a different process. Whereas by Jews, two witnesses are required. By Goyim, one witness is enough. But we do have to have a situation of witnesses. And he explains, why indeed is there a halachic nafkamina between Jews and Goyim? So he says a very nice pshat. He says, the Jews have a cheskas kashrus because of where we come from. And therefore, we want to say that a Jew acted inappropriately, we have to have two witnesses. Whereas Goyim don't come from that background, and therefore, since they cannot, since they don't have that background, the halacha is you need one witness will be enough. Again, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Damakra, Achas Timchem Lunavshech Edrash, Afil Bedayin Echad, Miat Kochaya, Afil Shloi Basra. And here too, I saw Machlokes Rishonim. How do we understand Shloi Basra? Does that mean that Hasra is not required? But certainly, a guy that did an Aveir B'Shoigig won't be held responsible? Other Rishonim say that a guy doesn't have the excuse of Shoigig. Miyat Kulchaya, Ed Rishonim Miyat Adam, Afil Be'erechot. Miyat Ish, V'loi Miyat Isha. Achiv, Afilu Karev, even relatives could be Edom. The guy is held responsible for killing fetuses. Ask them where my time to Rishmo. The Ksiv, Shoifach Dam Ha'odam Ba'odam, Dome Yishofech. Ezu Odam Shuba Odam. When we have a situation that one person is with another person, Havaimazah Ubishmeyimam. It refers to a fetus. And Goyim are held, and therefore Goyim may not kill a fetus. Ask the Gemara, says the Gemara, Vitanakam de Beimanashahu. Why doesn't the Tanakhama agree that a guy is held responsible for killing a fetus? Because he says that this pasuk is teaching us a different din. Whenever a guy is chai misa, the misa he should be given is chenek. Because he explains the pasuk as follows. When is a person killed where the blood remains in his body? And from here we know that when a guy is chayiv misa, the misa he gets is chenek. Why not sreifa? So Mefarshim explained, because by sreifa, there is no blood moved. And here the pasuk says that the murder requires blood to be spilled, just it should remain internally. Clearly here we see that there's more of an isser of killing the fetus of a guy than killing the fetus of a Jew. The Rishonim even debate to the degree that we're going to learn that if a mother is pregnant and her fetus is causing her to be in mortal danger, the fetus may be aborted. What will be the halacha if, does that halacha also apply by goyim? Furthermore, I saw a very interesting tshuva from the tshuvas from Haggis, that based on the Gemaras that we've been learning, that we're learning that goyim have to follow dinim, they have to follow the law of the land, and therefore, if somebody kills the fetus, does an abortion in a country where abortion is usur, there's another reason why a guy is not allowed to do it, because he's transgressing dinim. And the question will come up, if there are doctors who are available to do an abortion, so now it's not a real lifnei iver because somebody else could do the abortion, if under those circumstances, may a Jew do an abortion on a guy? Master Rav Hamnuna, Vishlai Mifkada, are women not obligated to follow the judicial system? The Ksiv, it says regarding Avraham Avinu, Kidatel Manashit Tzava, as Bonav, as Beisa, Achrov, Visham, Mederach Hashem, Lasset, Stoka, Umishpat. Answers the Gemara, Hu Maislav, Hu Mefarakloi. Bonav, Ladin, his children, the boys, have to be part of the judicial system. Beisai, even the women have to do Tztoka. What Tztoka means? Here too, there's a machlokes. Some say it means actually that Goyim have to give Tztoka. And others say that Goyim, we spoke about this yesterday, that Goyim have to try to make compromise when they have disputes amongst themselves. In fact, I saw a very interesting Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan asks, why don't we make a bracha when we give tzedakah? So Aruch HaShulchan says, because any bracha we make, we say, Shikrishanu b'mitzvoysa v'tzivanu, that we have this mitzvah, only us and not the Goyim. But now Al Gemara is teaching us that Goyim are also obligated to give tzedakah, and therefore it's not v'tzivanu, specifically us, and that's why we don't make a bracha on mitzvahs tzedakah. Furthermore, I saw the Mefarshim explain, now we understand why the B'nai Noach didn't only kill the men of Shechem, not the women. Because it was only the men that they had a claim on, that they didn't have a system to punish Shechem for kidnapping Dina. But there was no claim to the women, because women aren't part of the judicial system. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Abba Savali Rav Papa, if according to this explanation, Amy, we should say, Bas Noach Shen Hargo Loitarik. If a Goyish woman killed someone, she should not be murdered, because the pasuk says Miyad Ish Vela Miyad Ishik Siv Amalei Hach Amar Rav Yehuda Shayfach Dam HaAdam. Since the Torah uses the words Adam, it means become Makam, male or female. Ask the Gemara again with this line of reasoning, Amy Bas Noach Shen Zinsa Loitarik. If a Bas Noach acted immorally, she should not be Mechuyiv Misa. Because the pasuk says, the ksiv alken yazav ish, the pasuk uses the words ish, v'loi isha. Again he answers, amalei hakam rabbi huda, v'hoi l'basa echad, the Torah then says, l'basa echad, hada arvina kra, that is speaking both to men and women. Tana rabbanan, ish. The pasuk that begins the isser of gila rayis starts with the word ish. Matam alayman ish ish. Why does the Torah add the words ish ish? The rabbi says, akutim, shemizharim al arayis ki Yisrael. The goyim are also usher in gilui arayis. Ask the Gemara, v'homa hacha nafka, is this the source for that halacha? V'homa nafka. We learned it from the pasuk that we learned in the previous Shiva Yitzav, that we said the word lema teaches us gilui arayis. Answers the Gemara, hasim barayis to do. That pasuk is referring to situation with a hacha barayis to done. This price is referring when a goy has relations with one of our ervis. The Tani Sefer, Baal arayis to Yisrael, nidin b'dina Yisrael. Ask the Amai Hakosa. Regarding one halacha is the price teaching us. Amr of Nachman, Amr Bavua, Manitzchal Eda v'Eden v'Asra. The price is teaching us that we have to have all of these factors, the mount of Dayanim, the mount of Edim, Hasra. Ask the Gemara, Migra Gora, if a guy has relations with a married Jewish woman, he's going to be treated more leniently than if he had relations with a non-Jewish woman, married woman. Elam Rabbi Yochanan, Lenitzucha Ella Lenar Marasa. If a guy had relations with a Nar Marasa, Dilatu, by Goyim, there is no concept of Erisin. Dilatu, Leslu, the Dayina Labadi Dayina Dadon. That then, if a guy has relations with a Nar Marasa, he's treated like a Jew, who he'll get skila. Machlokes Rishonim, how that din Torah will be conducted. Would we have the rules of a Jewish din Torah, or would we have the rules of a non-Jewish court case? Furthermore, I saw the Mefarshim explain, now we can understand the bracha that we make under the chuppah, the Kaddish Am Yisrael, the chuppah v'kedushin, because chuppah v'kedushin only applies by Jews, not by Goyim. Ask the Gemara. According to this, Aval Eishesish, that if a guy had relations with a fully married Jewish woman, then we would follow their rules of court cases. For Tanya, asked the Gemara, it says in a Braisa, Ba'al Nar Marasa, Nidin Beskila, Aleishas Ish, if he came with an Aleishas Ish, Nidin Bechenik. Vi Bedina that who, if we're going to follow their type of judgment, then he should be Chayiv Saifu. Answers the Gemara, Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, My Aleishas Ish Tiktani, what does the Braisa mean with an Aleishas Ish? Kigoin, Shenechna Salachopo, V'loi Nivlo. The let who, they too have, as I just said, less luhut. They don't have the concept of chuppah. That therefore, if he had relations with a woman that was nichnas al chuppah v'lay nivelo, then nian le bedin the don, and there would be a the chiyev would be a chiyev chenik. The Tanya of Chanina, Bulus Baal Yeshlen, they only have a concept of a woman whose marriage was consummated. Nichnas al chuppah v'lay nivelo, that doesn't exist in lahem. Tanya Kavosid Rabbi Yochanan, and indeed we have a Braisa that corroborates this opinion. Kol Erev Shebezin Shisua Mamisin Aleim, any Erev for which a Jew is Chai Misa Ben Noich Muzalea. Ein Bezin Shisua Mamisin Aleim, Ein Ben Noich Muzalea. Divrei Rameya. V'chom Reimim, Harbe Rais Yesh, there are many situations, She'ein Bezin Shisua Mamisin Aleim, Un Ben Noich Muzalea. But a Goy still is Osir. Continues the Braisa, Bar Arayis Yisrael, if a guy had relations with Arayis Yisrael, Nidim B'dayin Yisrael, he's treated with Jewish law. Bar Arayis Ben Noyach, Nidim B'dayin Ben Noyach. V'enanu El Naram Ross Bovad, we have only a case of Naram Ross, it's a situation that is only applicable by Jews, not by Goyim. Ask the Gemara, but according to the way we're learning, the Nachshav Nami Nichnasa L'chup of Lay Nivela, as a case that only applies by Jews and not by B'nai Noyach, answers the Gemara, Hai Tana Tana de Beim Nashu, the Rama Komis Amur B'nai Noich Ein El Chenek. They always anyway get Chenek, so either Chenek who. It makes no difference, there's nothing different between us and them, there's a Chiv Chenek. But the other Tana holds that normally a guy gets Saif, but Nichnas El Chup of Loi Nivlo isn't possible by Goyim, and since it's not possible by Goyim, the Chiv Misa will be, Chenek, not the regular chimisa of Sayef that's given to Bnei Noach.